Can We Know When the End is Coming? By Nathaniel Burson. Can you unlock the secrets that tell you when the end of the world is coming? Does God have a set date in mind? Will He reveal it to man before the end comes? The Bible tells you yes. Does God have a set time, a plan for mankind? Does He know when He is going to send His Son back to rule the earth with a rod of iron? Yes. Matthew 24, verse 36. But of that day and hour no man knows, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. His Father knew, nearly 2,000 years ago, the day and even the hour of Christ's second coming. Not even Christ knew this when He was on earth. But later, after His resurrection, He said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Matthew 28, verse 18. If all power was given to Him, would the tiny power of knowing when He was returning be held back? Absolutely not. Further proof of this can be found in the first chapter of Revelation. In verse 1, it says, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto Him, to show unto His servants things which must shortly come to pass." When Christ was on earth, even He did not know the day and hour of His return. This is why the Father had to give Him this revelation. And there is no question that He did this at some point before the close of the first century, at the writing of the book of Revelation. So then, can we understand it? Will God reveal unto His servants the day and the hour? The Bible tells us that He will. Matthew 24, verses 37 through 39. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Christ compared the coming of the end of the age, the coming of His day, to the great flood. Did the flood come upon God's servants as a surprise? No. God warned His servant Noah many years in advance, just enough years in advance to prepare for the flood. God will not bring destruction upon the world in the time that will be the worst ever to happen on the earth, the worst that ever will happen on this earth, without warning His servants. Amos 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He reveals His secret unto His servants, the prophets. He will always reveal His secrets to His servants. He will not bring death and utter destruction upon the world without warning those who do His will and keep His commandments. This is the very definition of a servant of God. Romans 6, verse 16. Daniel 12, verse 4. But you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. But these end-time prophecies were shut up, and could not be understood until the end. But God promises that as the time of the end is neared, that knowledge will be increased, and the book will be unsealed. But, many will say, everyone knows that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. There is no way for us to know when it is coming. Well, your Bible says otherwise. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 2 through 4. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. That day will not overtake you as a thief in the night, if you are His servant. You will be warned, if you keep His commandments and serve Him truly and faithfully. Except those days be shortened. Is this saying that God will alter His timetable in order to save mankind? Surprisingly, perhaps, the answer is no. Matthew 24, verse 22. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. God has a set time, Just 14 verses later, Christ said that God knew the day and the hour of his return. God is not saying that he will change his timetable to save the elect. He's saying that he will intervene before the complete destruction that mankind would bring upon himself. Left alone, it is only a matter of time until mankind totally blows our earth into rubble. He already has enough weapons to destroy all life on earth so many times over and in so many ways that it is nearly incalculable. Unless Christ steps in and takes control of the earth and rules with a rod of iron, mankind will totally and completely destroy himself, along with all life. Every animal, every creature that moves would be wiped out. Therefore, for the sake of the elect, Christ will step in before that time, just before mankind is totally destroyed, and set up a righteous government, a government headed by men who cannot be corrupted, men who have the good of the people at heart, a government ruled by just men made perfect, with God himself as their leader. For more articles, please visit www.thesimpleanswers.com. You may send any questions, comments, complaints, or suggestions to us at questions@thesimpleanswers.com. Thank you for listening.